Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Kleptopia: How Dirty Money is Conquering the World is a work of investigative nonfiction by Tom Burgess that examines how corrupt wealth moves through the global financial system and reshapes politics, business, and public life. Published in 2020, the book combines journalism, financial reporting, and narrative nonfiction to explain how kleptocracy, money laundering, shell companies, and political influence operate across borders. Rather than treating corruption as a local problem, Burgess presents it as a transnational system sustained by banks, lawyers, fixers, oligarchs, and enablers in major financial centers such as London and New York. The book follows interconnected stories from Kazakhstan, Russia, Africa, and the West to show how dirty money is not merely hidden but actively integrated into legitimate markets and institutions. Its purpose is both explanatory and critical to make opaque financial corruption understandable to general readers while exposing the democratic damage caused when stolen wealth acquires global power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, kleptocracy as a global system rather than a local scandal. A central idea in Kleptopia is that corruption should be understood as a coordinated international system, not as isolated misconduct by a few bad actors. Burgess shows how wealth extracted through theft, coercion, and political capture does not remain within the borders of the countries where it is generated. Instead, it is moved, disguised, and protected through global finance, making the world's richest cities part of the problem as well as the solution. This framing matters because it shifts attention away from purely domestic anti-corruption efforts and toward the infrastructure that allows illicit wealth to circulate. The book argues that financial globalization created the conditions for kleptocrats to protect their assets, gain legitimacy, and expand influence. By linking local abuses to global networks, Burgess makes clear that kleptocracy survives not only because of corrupt rulers, but because international institutions often tolerate, facilitate, or profit from their money. Secondly, how shell companies, banks, and middlemen turn stolen wealth into respectable capital, Kleptopia pays close attention to the mechanisms that make dirty money usable. Burgess explains how shell companies, secretive banking arrangements, lawyers, lobbyists, and other professional enablers help transform illicit gains into apparently lawful assets. This is one of the book's most important contributions because it demystifies corruption as a technical and institutional process, not just a moral failure. The money itself often becomes difficult to trace once it passes through multiple jurisdictions and legal structures, which is why financial opacity is so valuable to kleptocrats. Burgess presents these mechanisms in a way that makes them intelligible without reducing their complexity. The result is a clear picture of how legality and illegality can blend, allowing stolen wealth to buy property, political access, reputational cover, and social status. This analysis shows that anti-corruption work cannot focus only on bribery or theft at the source. It must also confront the systems that sanitize and shelter the proceeds. Thirdly, Kazakhstan as a window into resource wealth, elite capture, and violence. Kazakhstan is one of the book's key reference points because it illustrates how resource-rich states can become laboratories of kleptocratic power. Burgess uses the Kazakh context to show how control over natural wealth can be turned into private advantage by politically connected elites and their international allies. The book connects extractive industries, elite networks, and repression to reveal how economic opportunity can coexist with extreme inequality and coercion. This is important analytically because it demonstrates that corruption is not always hidden in the margins of the economy. It can be built into the core of major sectors such as mining and energy. The Kazakh material also helps Burgess show the human consequences of dirty money, including intimidation, violence, and the silencing of those who challenge the system. By foregrounding this case, the book gives concrete form to a larger argument about how state power, corporate interests, and foreign financial centers collaborate in the extraction and protection of wealth. Fourthly, the role of Western financial centers in enabling authoritarian wealth. Another major theme is the complicity of respected Western hubs in the circulation of dirty money. Burgess repeatedly points to places like London and New York as essential nodes in the global movement of illicit capital. These cities provide legal services, property markets, banking access, and social legitimacy that make it easier for kleptocrats to preserve their fortunes abroad. The book is effective here because it challenges the comforting assumption that corruption is mainly a problem of unstable or authoritarian states. Instead, it argues that the institutions of liberal capitalism often offer the safest refuge for stolen wealth. This creates a paradox: the same markets that claim to reward transparency and rule of law can become tools for laundering reputations and assets. Burgess uses this insight to show why anti-corruption reform in the West is not optional or symbolic. If financial centers continue to accept opaque money, they help extend the life of authoritarian systems far beyond their home countries. Lastly, Investigative journalism as a method for making opaque power legible. Kleptopia is also a study in the value of investigative journalism itself. Burgess uses reporting, case reconstruction, and narrative structure to connect scattered facts into a coherent account of how power and money reinforce one another. The book's strength lies in its ability to make highly technical financial behavior understandable without oversimplifying it. By following people, documents, and transactions across jurisdictions, Burgess shows how journalism can reveal patterns that would otherwise remain hidden behind legal complexity and institutional secrecy. This method is especially important in a subject like global corruption, where many actors depend on confusion, intimidation, and fragmentation to avoid scrutiny. The book therefore functions both as an exposé and as a demonstration of how sustained reporting can challenge powerful interests. It also makes a broader point about public knowledge. Democratic societies cannot confront dirty money unless journalists can trace it, explain it, and present it in a form that readers can act on intellectually. In conclusion, Kleptopia will be most useful for readers interested in investigative journalism, political economy, anti-corruption policy, international finance, and the darker side of globalization. It offers practical value by explaining how illicit wealth moves, how it is disguised, and why legal systems often fail to stop it. It also offers intellectual value by reframing corruption as a structural global issue, rather than a series of disconnected scandals. Compared with many books on financial crime, it stands out for combining rigorous reporting with a broad transnational scope and a strong narrative shape. Burgess does not just describe dirty money. He shows the network of institutions and professions that allow it to survive. That makes the book especially relevant for readers who want to understand why authoritarian power, organized crime, and elite finance so often converge. Its biggest distinction is the way it links abstract financial mechanisms to real political consequences, making the book both an exposé and a diagnosis of modern global capitalism. If you would like to support Tom Burgess, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.